Viewers, and welcome to Kids Time. Today, the topic of our program is Hajj. Section of our program will tell you how important is Hajj and why is it so essential to fulfill this wajibat.
Importance of Hajj. Hajj is an obligatory act in our religion, Islam. It is a must for all of us to try our best to perform it. It is highly emphasized as a religious duty of tremendous importance. Indifference or carelessness towards it is unacceptable. Shahid-e Sani says in Masalik, there is no difference of opinion among the Shia scholars regarding this matter. And there are sufficient proofs from Quran and traditions that delay from the year of capability is a greater sin. This clearly shows how we need to prioritize performance of Hajj in our lives. Ishaq ibn Ammar narrates from Imam Jafar as-Sadiq alayhi salam that one who dies without performing Hajj while he was healthy and wealthy is like the one regarding whom Allah says that we shall raise him blind in Qiyamah. Ishaq was surprised and he asked Imam alayhi salam whether that person will be actually blind in Qiyamah. Imam alayhi salam said, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will blind him from seeing the path to paradise.
Wow! I never realized how important Hajj really was. Since Hajj is so important, I wonder, what are the worldly consequences for delaying Hajj? Maybe the next segment of our program can tell you.
Worldly consequences of postponing Hajj. Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam has said that if a person postpones Hajj in order to acquire or complete some worldly affair, he will see that other people have gone to and come back from Hajj, while neither his aim is achieved nor his work complete. Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam has also said, three things are such whose reward is in this life in addition to the hereafter. Hajj, that removes poverty. Sadaqah, that removes calamities. And doing good to others, which increases the lifespan.
Let's go perform Hajj. I think that we have all realized the importance of performing Hajj as soon as possible. With that, we'll move on to the next section of our program. When does Hajj become wajib?
When does Hajj become wajib? Number 1. The first condition necessary is maturity. If a person performs Hajj before reaching maturity, it will not substitute for the obligatory Hajj. After reaching maturity, he will be obliged to perform the Hajj again. Number 2. The second condition is that he should have a sound mind and he should be sane. Number 3. The third condition is that he should be independent and not a slave. Number 4. The fourth condition is that by going for Hajj, he must not be compelled to do a haram act. Number 5. The fifth condition is that he should be capable of performing Hajj.
Well, now we know when does Hajj become wajib. A question comes to mind. Why does Hajj become wajib? What is the reason? Hopefully, the next section of our program will answer this question. I hope you enjoy it.
Hajj is a unique occasion to present yourself humbly in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a time for you to devote yourself to Him, to seek His pleasure, and to seek nearness to Him. Hajj is a special occasion where one forgets about all of his worldly cares and concerns and immerses himself in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sincere efforts in fulfilling the obligations of Hajj are rewarded by Allah's pleasure and getting closer to Him. Imam Ali, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, has said a sermon quoted in Nahj al-Balagha. Allah has made obligatory upon you the pilgrimage, Hajj, to His sacred house, which is the turning point for the people who go to it, as beasts or pigeons go towards spring water. Allah, the Glorified, made it a sign of their supplication before His greatness and their acknowledgement of His dignity. He selected from among His creation those who, on listening to His call, responded to it and testified His word. They stood in the position of His prophets and resembled His angels who surrounded the divine throne, securing all the benefits of performing His worship and hastening towards His promised forgiveness. Allah the Glorified made it His sacred house, an emblem for Islam and an object of respect for those who turn to it. He made obligatory its pilgrimage and laid down its claim, for which He held you responsible to discharge it. Hajj is an excellent act of worship, that it embraces the significance and virtues of all other forms of worship. Not only does it include spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it also includes leaving our homeland, denying ourselves of comforts and pleasures, spending time in prayers and supplications before Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and several other rituals like tawaf and recanting the oath we had taken for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also perform some rituals like running between the two mounts of Safa and Marwa, which display an extreme form of humility and helplessness, as well as the stoning of the shaitans, which we cannot fully comprehend. Some rituals can be understood through reason. However, there are some which defy our intellect, and try as we may, we cannot fathom the significance. The high status of the House of Allah, the Holy Kaaba in Mecca, was further enhanced by Allah when He made it the birthplace of the first Imam, Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, without allegiance to whom no worship is accepted by Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Seeing why Hajj is wajib, a thought comes to mind. How do we go about performing Hajj? What steps must be taken? Find out in our next section about Hajj. Manasik means the way Hajj has to be performed. Hajj means to intend or to embark. Prophet Ibrahim constructed the Kaaba. He stood on a stone called Maqam Ibrahim and said, "Make haste for Hajj." We all respond to the call of this friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
About Hajj. There are three kinds of Hajj. Number one, tamattu, which is made of Umrah tamattu and Hajj tamattu. Qiran, which is made of Hajj Qiran and Umrah Qiran. And number three, Ifrad, which is made of Hajj Ifrad and Umrah Ifrad. Each Hajj is made of two actions, Umrah and Hajj. The two together are known as Hajjatul Islam. Hajj Tamattu is for those who are 48 Sharai miles away from Masjid al-Haram, like most of us. Hajj-e-Qiran and Hajj-e-Ifrad are for those who are less than 48 Sharai miles away from Masjid al-Haram. Every Sharai mile is about 1,850 meters. This is 240 meters more than the usual miles in England and the United States. Hajj Tamattu is made of Umrah, which has 5 acts, and Hajj, which has 13 acts. The acts of Umrah. The acts of Umrah include number 1, Ihram and Miqat. Miqat is the place where the Muslim becomes muhrim, meaning it is the place where he wears the ihram. The ihram is the special clothing for performing Hajj. The miqats include Juhfa, Zul Hulaifa or Masjid Shajara? Wadi Aqeeq, Karnul Manazil, Yalamlam, Zul Hulaifa? This is the place where the Holy Prophet and his companions got the muhram for the last Hajj, also known as Hajjatul Wida. Yalamlam. This is where Imam Ali got his muhram from when he was returning from Yemen. The second act of Umrah is Tawaf. Tawaf starts from Hajar al-Aswad. Hajar al-Aswad is the stone from heaven. Prophet Adam got this stone with him, and Prophet Ibrahim put it in the Kaaba. As the Tawaf starts from Hajar al-Aswad, it also ends at Hajar al-Aswad. Whilst doing the Tawaf, the Kaaba is on the left side. Tawaf is 7 anti-clockwise rounds around the Kaaba. The third act of Umrah is the prayer after Tawaf. It is wajib Tawaf behind Maqam. The fourth act is the Sa'i between Safa and Marwa. The first round is from Safa to Marwa. The second round is from Marwa to Safa. Like this, 7 rounds are done. 4 times from Safa to Marwa, 3 times from Marwa to Safa. The fifth act is Taksir, which is the cutting of nail or hair. After Umrah Tamattu, the pilgrims set for Arafat, for Hajj Tamattu. Hajj Tamattu has 13 acts. Number 1. Ihram in Mecca. Number 2. Wukuf in Arafah. From noon to sunset on night of Zulhajj in Maidan-e-Arafat. Imam Ali recited Surah Al-Baraa, Surah Tawbah, which is the ninth surah of the Quran, which was the message of disassociation from Mushrikeen. It was here, next to Jabal Rahmah, that Imam Hussein recited Dua-i Arafah. At this time, our master, Imam Sahib al-Zaman, ajallallahu ta'ala farajahum, is present in Mount Arafat. Allah accepted Hazrat Adam's Toba here by this great mount of mercy. Imam Ali asked the Prophet, which sin is greater sin in Arafat? The Holy Prophet replied, the sin that someone returns from Arafat and believes that he is not forgiven. After this, the Hajis go to Muzdalifah. Where they collect the stones as big as a pistachio or hazelnuts. The fourth act of Hajj Tamattu is Rami Jamara Aqaba. At the end of Mina is an area called Wadi-e-Muhasir. This is the place where the army of Abraha was perished. Mina means hopes. On the day of Eid, soon after sunrise, the Hajis commence the stoning of the shaitans. First greater shaitan, Jamara Aqaba, 7 stones, one at a time, one after the other. The fifth act is the Qurbani. Or sacrifice of a camel, a cow, or a lamb that takes place. At Hajjatul Wada, the Prophet sacrificed 100 camels, 66 for himself and 34 for Imam Ali alayhi salam. The sixth act is Halq or Taqsir. This is the shaving of the heads. The remaining acts of Hajj include the night stay in Mina. On the 11th and 12th of Zilhajj, Rami of three Jamarat on 11th and 12th of Zilhajj, Tawaf Hajj, prayers of Tawaf, Sa'i between Safa and Marwa, Tawaf in Nisa, prayer of Tawaf in Nisa. On the 12th of Zilhajj, the Hajis leave Mina by Zohar and are allowed to leave. Did you know? Miqat is the place for the niyat of ihram. The dress of ihram can be worn anywhere. Ihram is the niyat, not the dress. Tawaf should preferably be within the maqam of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Prayers at maqam Ibrahim alayhi salam should be directed towards the Kaaba.
A lot from that section, and I hope that you did too. Sadly, that's all we have time for. To all our viewers, take care of yourself and those around you. And to those who intend to perform the Hajj, I pray that Allah accepts your ibadat. That brings an end to our program. Until next time, Khuda Hafiz.